And you're listening to the Modcast. Today we're going to be talking about No Man's Sky.
We were 14 and 16 when we discovered the music of
Sky is an open-world game in which you can fly through galaxies and spaceships and land on infinite amounts of planets, in which you will find other ships, upgrades for your ships. You could buy freighters to take your ships around galaxies. And yeah, this is a piece of music from No Man's Sky. It's called Supermoon. That was Supermoon, part of the soundtrack for No Man's Sky. I'm now going to talk about why it was allegedly called No Man's Lie. As it said, it would have a lot more things than it ended up having. They said you would be able to run into other players, which didn't happen. The planets seemed too small. They said they were going to have portals at first, and there were no portals. They said there were going to be vehicles, and they promised all these things that they didn't give. But has it redeemed itself? I think it's the first update they had was the Pathfinder update, which made it better looking. It fixed a lot of crashing and glitches. There was the Foundation update with the bug fix, and there were a lot more updates that I will talk about after this. Now I'm going to show you a piece of music also from No Man's Sky, and this is a song called Pillars of Frost.
Thank you.
I'm now going to talk a bit more in depth about the updates. I think so there was the first update one of the good ones was the foundation update, which had bug fixes, base building, and I think it also added creative mode. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm pretty sure. Then there was the Pathfinder update, which was a big visual overhaul with graphics. There were more ships. There were exocrafts, basically rovers to go explore the planet. Then came the Atlas Rises update, which made it look a lot better than it did look. There was the are now encounters with space pirates. They added a lot more music to the game. They added portals, which was one of the things they said they were going to add in the first release of the game, which was cool. And it's on Xbox One now, I think. And the next update they said they were going to add was the next update. Next is literally just called the next update. And it was announced the biggest update yet. It's going to be the biggest update yet.
And yeah.
now I'm going to talk a bit about the gameplay. I think the fighting other player, the bots and ships, is fighting other ships. The combat I think is a bit funny. It doesn't work the way I expected it to. Also the steering, I don't know, it's probably just me, but it's kind of weird with the way you look where you want to go. I'm not into that, and it's pretty funny. It makes it feel so surreal when if you spin your mouse, the ship spins around with your mouse. I really like that, those little bits in video games. Yeah. You're listening to the Modcast. This is another piece of music from No Man's Sky. It's called Helosphere.
Thank you.
got me with this game is just the fractals of planets that you could explore. It's such a big game. The maps are massive. It's just big, and I like big and open, and I like open. The mod of today is the station ventilation mod version 1.4, because it adds an awesome aesthetic to the space stations that you can land in, because it adds like big fans on the roof and steam comes out of them, and I think it's just a really awesome mod. You've been listening to the Modcast. I'm Rasha.